where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A once-in-a-lifetime solar eclipse will be moving across eastern Ontario this afternoon, and OPP are urging motorists to exercise caution when on the roads. Lambton County will experience a partial eclipse between 2 and 4:30 as the moon covers 99% of the sun. The peak of the rare celestial event is expected to happen around 3:15. Lambton OPP Constable Jamie Bidelai says they anticipate heavier than normal traffic conditions today.
What we're asking as the OPP is to ensure that if you're going to come and watch the eclipse, that you are not on a roadway. We're not wanting people to just pull over onto shoulders to watch. You're impeding traffic. There's safety concerns there, especially with people getting out of vehicles.
He also says you should not be driving with the special protective glasses either, as they are closer to a welding shield than actual sunglasses. Today's solar eclipse has shifted the schedule for area students. In February, the Lambton Kent District School Board and St. Clair Catholic District School Board jointly announced that out of an abundance of caution, the April 26th PA Day was moved up, keeping kids at home today. Students with the French Catholic School Board are also home from school today. At the French Public School Board, kids are taking part in remote learning. City police are appealing for the public's help in locating a missing woman. Police say 33-year-old Alana DeRoche is described as 5'4", with medium build and long blonde hair. Her photo is posted on our website. If you know where she is, you are asked to call police. And a youth flag football league is without their jerseys after a weekend theft. City police say a bag containing the jerseys for the Bluewater Flag Football League was stolen from the front porch of a home in the area of Mackenzie Street North and Durand Street early Saturday evening. Anyone with information is asked to call police or Crime Stoppers. And Sarnia City Council is being asked to award the tender for a new multi-use path along London Line when it meets today. Mayor Mike Bradley says it would be built between Blackwell Side Road and Old London Road, and similar to the work that was done on Confederation Street between Murphy and Moadland.
Which is now highly used. That pathway gives people safety on a very busy street, and this will obtain the same goals. And it's part of this whole master transportation plan of trying to make the community function, not just for the automobile, but for cyclists, for people who are pedestrians, and give them total safety when they're out there in their own community.
City staff are still negotiating plans with the Ministry of Transportation to facilitate a crossing for the London Line Highway 40 overpass. Cloudy this morning, becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon with winds out of the south, a high of 19. Few clouds for tonight, a low of 5. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms, windy as well, a high of 21. Mix of sun and cloud on Wednesday, a high of 18.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.